Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM.
Oh, look who's wearing a retro Miami
Dolphins. Oh, hello.
Hello.
When black folks go to jail, they rap. When white folks go to jail, they start playing the harmonica.
Yep.
That's what he was like. That's what he started playing. He started playing harmonica. I start singing Akon.
I'm locked up.
Jennifer, what do we have today for Goosies, No Goosies?
Well, first things first, we have Mark Cuban.
Ugh.
He's still whining about the Mavs losing in 2006. Finals to Miami.
Wow. Shocking. He still hasn't gotten over it. Mark.
He said he's going to go to his grave.
Oh, really?
Saying it was stolen from him.
Here was Mark Cuban on a podcast discussing.
So the fans off of social media that are hurt, right? It just hurt. Like, we hurt in 2006 after it was stolen from us, right? And I'll take that to my grave that it was stolen from us.
Good. You know what? Hey, take it to your grave. And while you're at it, how about you do this? Why don't you shut up, Mark Cuban? You're not the owner anymore, okay? You sold out, my friend. Everybody thought, oh, who's the owner I want to be with all the time? Mark Cuban. That guy rides for his players until he got a big fat check. And now you're just a fan. And you want to know what happened? They traded Luka because you were greedy. Greedy Mark Cuban got Luka traded. You want to know something,
he didn't
Dallas?
Have a say in that.
You're right. He didn't. You want to know why? Because he was a greedy pig who took the biggest check. And what happened? Luka's a Laker. And they got street clothes back. So you know what, Mark Cuban? You take it to your grave, which I'm sure is going to be lined with a lot of money. But you want to know what never goes away? Dwayne Wade kicking your ass. 4 straight games. Keep blaming it on the refs, you bum. Gives me the goosies, though. He's still a baby.
Well, you know, he also has a counter to that.
Too late.
J.J. Barrera.
He does. But you want to know something? It seems like it hasn't brought him any happiness.
By the way, they showed a picture of J.J. Barrera guarding LeBron.
It's ridiculous.
And no. They said, what your reality is and what really happened. So when they showed the picture, you think it's J.J. Barrera just guarding up LeBron. Then when they show the full picture, it's J.J. Barrera and like 4 other guys surrounding.
Listen, dude, there were plenty of times he had J.J. Barrera on him, and he was like, what do I do here?
Yeah, they showed it, but it was like a defense, boxing one.
Except blood diamonds. I do not.
Anyway, I got the goosies for Mark Cuban still being a crybaby.
But you like that, don't you?
I do.
I don't have the goosies. I'm not getting into this. You do the same crap.
No, I don't. Really? I've never said anything was stolen. Some
you,
things that...
No, wait!
What?
You've never said no was stolen?
Stolen? I've never said stolen.
What have you said?
I've said results would be different, like if Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo were healthy for the 2020 finals.
What about Terry Porter bad call against the Kings?
Oh, that is a robbery, dude! Are you kidding me?
You see how I got him?
Pass interference? Are you effing kidding me? The confetti was raining down!
Dude, point. There you go. There you go. There you go. Look, it's okay to feel that way. Game recognized game. But don't sit here and act like other people aren't the only people that do it. You do it too.
Take it to my grave.
You just haven't said take it to my grave, but every time it comes up.
I will take it to my grave that Goran Dragic and Bam Adebayo, if they're healthy, they win that finals.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Where are your goosies, Jennifer?
I find that quite hilarious, so goosies.
See?
Goosies.
Crybaby. Vlad?
Yeah, come on, man. Stop bitching.
Goosies.
You won a title. You celebrated it. Why you complaining? Right. Like, why are you complaining about something that happened 5 years prior to you getting your revenge? If I got revenge, I'm not caring about the first.
You don't matter. It doesn't matter.
How could you lose something four straight times and say they had something stolen from you? It happened four times in a row.
I had that 16-point lead in the fourth quarter was with like 7 minutes left.
Flash.
It looked like somebody did make a flash. A call to that, you know, the red phone. Commissioner Gordon. Well, who is that? Commissioner Stern at that time?
Maybe you should have been nicer to David Stern. What's number two, Jennifer?
I already know the answer to this one, but how do we feel about Italy versus Greece today?
The gondola is on the court today. Who? Simone Fontecchio against the Greek freak. Goosey's galore.
Galore? Really?
Yeah, surprise. I haven't got to see him. You know, I'm excited to see what he can bring to the Heat this year.
Listen.
Italian Kawhi.
Right now, all the hairs on my body are laying down and taking a nap. No gooses.
No gooses.
Wow. Jennifer?
That went stereo.
I'm sorry to say.
We're on FM.
No gooses.
Wow.
No gooses?
Nobody wants to watch Simone Fontecchio?
You're the only one that can get the games!
True.
How are you getting these games?
But you don't even want to know, Vlad.
Send us the information on the text.
Leroy. Vlad over the last, listen, and the listeners and the callers will let you know. I've told people the way of watching games.
Wink.
Right? With the wink.
We call that the winky link.
Right, the winky link, right? I got the winky link. I've looked for those games. I have the reasons. I can't find those games. So him finding those games is weird to me.
Two things, Vlad. One.
I got being.
Nobody is pirating. Nobody's putting a pirate flag on the YouTube streams. So, like, these Serbian accounts will put on the Serbia games on YouTube, and YouTube won't flag them because they Serbia.
They don't understand the language.
They don't. Yeah, like, no one's snitching in Serbia. And so, Serbia, you get all the games. Italy, I have a subscription. Anyway, you got the Goosey's Lab.
Wait. The subscription is the one that you paid $30-something dollars for?
Yeah, the annual
subscription. I thought it was for one game, though.
Well, it was one game, but now, JFig, Eurobasket starts, so I get all the games.
So it's $36 for 12
I basically
months?
Had Euro Red Zone yesterday. I could watch Pella and Nico. It was It was great.
Hey, you got a problem.
Courtside 1891. That's the .com.
You know what's worse about it? I bet you looked to try to gamble on it. I know you did. You looked at Hard Rock Bets.
Man.
You did.
You
did.
I would love it if I could gamble on it. Hard Rock's got to take some action. If we can gamble on it, will you watch it?
Yes. If we could gamble on it, I would watch.
All right, I'm going to check this out. But do you have the Goosies, lad?
I don't have the Goosies.
See, now your computer
no Goosies.
You're a bowler.
Oh, Hard Rock with their logging in every single
Dave
time.
Dave South said those subscriptions is why Tommy only had one water bottle.
Sorry, son.
Which is now found.
It was.
Point. I've
actually, he's got a full week. It's like a record for him. What's number three, Jennifer?
Cam Ward named captain of the Titans.
I don't like it.
Not what? Shocking.
I don't like it.
Absolutely Goosies. We can bet on Italy, Greece.
We can?
Yes.
All right, Goosey's done. I'm back to Goosey's.
Italy's a dog.
Really?
We're going to bet on the gondola?
What's the mine? What's the what
plus four and a half.
Oh, let's go on the gondola.
No player props. No player props, though.
Come on, man. Rome, Venice.
What is wrong
love
with you?
Love player props.
Florence.
You want to put a parlay?
No.
What's the total?
No. Slovenia's not very good. Slovenia versus Poland. I know they got Luka, but that's all they got.
But that's Luka. Let's. Oh, I know what you want to do. You want to take over on Luka points total, don't you? Then they got like 32.6 on Luka.
I don't think they have Luka player props on the Hard Rock app. But Slovenia is a 5.5-point favorite over Poland.
Oh, we're jumping on that.
So we're taking Slovenia?
Yeah, we're taking Slovenia, and we're taking Sofia, Italy getting Italy. The points.
Ooh. Can you think Sweet Italy, Leroy? I swear, this is the last question I'll ask you. You think Sweden can cover versus Germany? 20.5-point dogs.
No. Is Schroeder playing? Is Vice playing?
Yeah, Franz Wagner.
Franz Wagner?
And all they have is Pella?
And then they got this other kid, too. He's like basically like...
Who's other kid?
He's about to compare with this somebody else. Hold on. Give him 2 seconds.
You're my Euro betting expert. No. You go...
He had like 28 yesterday.
Other kid. Is that like other goalie?
Yeah. No. He's like Gustav Forsling's cousin.
So what is he in basketball terms?
I don't know.
He's what?
He's
five
like,
and below what?
Swedish LaMelo Ball.
Five and below
Melo. Pella has to be your leading scorer. I'm out.
What about Turkey versus Czech Republic?
Who plays for the Czech?
I didn't even know they had basketball. He said he's going to send
you one. In Turkey?
Who plays for Czech?
I don't know. But Turkey has Omer Yurtseven.
He's still playing basketball?
For Turkey.
Oh, I thought he was modeling.
I think he was in the Jazz last year.
The Jazz?
Yeah.
He probably fits perfect in Utah.
Where is he playing?
Omer Yurtseven? I'll find out. I don't know.
Because he's just on the Turkish team.
One of the great runs in summer league.
Turkish team, right? No, what team is he on?
He plays in the Greek league now.
No, what team is he? What Who? Country?
Turkey. No, he's Turkish.
You know what? He's probably the tallest Turkish person they've had. He's probably what? Their Dikembe Mutombo.
I don't know, dude. I don't know what he is.
How tall is he? 6'6"? And he's not
6'6". He's a 7-footer.
No, he was tall.
Yeah.
Bit of a stiff, but handsome fella. Love the Wynwood Walls.
I got to tell you, beware of the big that's taking sexy photos.
Right? Well, it didn't work out for him down here.
Right? That dude wore more see-through button-down shirts than he ever did wear a heat uniform.
Y'all noticed.
What's number three, Jennifer?
Minute. Whoa. We ain't going to let you slide with that.
Mm-hmm. Y'all noticed way too much because I don't even remember that.
Too busy worried about Gabe Vincent.
Or Taylor Swift. What bridesmaid dress you going to get?
That's a now thing. That's not a back in the day thing.
She's been thinking about it for a while, though.
She's always been.
What's number three?
No, I'm not that kind of person. I just said it. Cam Ward.
Oh, the captain. Yeah, I have the Goosies. I'm happy for Cam Ward. I'm not surprised.
Yes.
Leader. What about you, Leroy?
I got the Goosies. I'm not surprised that he, like, everywhere Goosies. This man has gone, he has won over every organization and all of his teammates immediately.
Yep.
So, well-deserved.
Jennifer?
Goosies galore.
Vlad?
No Goosies.
Why?
He's a rookie.
So?
It's going to be hard for me in a room with all these veteran men if he's...
Vlad, here's what you're missing. Did they name him or did they vote him?
I don't know.
I think they voted.
If they voted him...
If they voted him...
A lot of teams vote.
If they voted, it's great.
Okay.
If they voted him, great. But it's still a rookie, and now as a rookie, bad enough you're the face of the franchise, you're going to have to do more. So you really can't slack up.
They said they held a vote.
Wait. Okay. No. Smeathan, you are wrong for that.
What? So he saw Respiro working at the T-Mobile?
He didn't make the play. He's on the practice squad, though, didn't he?
No.
He didn't make the practice squad?
No. What do you think?
Why do you think he's working at the kiosk, at the T-Mobile kiosk in the mall?
I thought he was going to be on the practice squad.
Hey. Oh, look at the Jets' new.
Now, are those green or are they black?
I don't know.
What?
He looks like, it basically looks like Gotham. The Gotham Jets.
We've had those uniforms, like you said. We had the uniforms.
No, but they had green trim.
But it was
That's
green
like
trim.
Gray trim. So I'm wondering if the uniforms are dark green.
I don't know.
So wait a minute.
Yeah, but yes. If the team voted him in.
Yeah.
As the captain, all right, Goosies. But
if they didn't, like, I'm with you. I'm kind of with you at that. But I still got the Goosies.
I see that he got on the practice squad, though.
Huh? Huh?
He was signed to the practice squad.
Okay, cool. Good
him. Can he practice running faster?
He can't. Why, do that.
Man, this is the all-time Canes leading receiver. Why are you being tough on him? We taking pot
shots. Who's all-time lead rusher in the NCAA? Ricky he was Williams? A bum in the NFL.
Don't say that. I mean, what does that mean?
Was it Dane Cook? Dane.
Ooh. Ron Dane?
Ron Dane.
Eh, he wasn't that much of a bum.
He wasn't very good.
Dude, he won the Heisman. He was a bum.
Boom.
He lasted, what, 3 years in the NFL, winning the Heisman, getting drafted top five? Did That's a bum.
Top five. Did anybody catch 40? Oof.
He was like a 4'8".
I'm just saying. I'm going to pull it up. Because I don't think you guys understand that you saying how great somebody was
11th.
In college
he wasn't picked top
absolutely
five.
Nothing.
He stuck around for 7 years.
If you got 7 years, that means you got pension, baby. You good.
All right.
I don't know how much he played after the Giants.
You know, Leroy, once you get that 5 years, you good.
It's 4 years.
Oh, it's four? Even better.
But you only get $12 per year.
Really?
Yeah.
Only $12 per year?
Yeah, it's nothing.
That's nothing.
It might be more now.
Mm. $12? You can't even get a value meal with that.
Yeah. Football, there's more guys.
Year one. 228 carries, 770 yards.
And remember, he was sharing time, I think, with Rodney Hampton at the time.
Five touchdowns. The next year, seven touchdowns.
Yeah, he was in the shared backfield with Rodney Hampton.
He got passed by, guess who's the all-time leading rusher in college?
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is he
Donnell Pumphrey.
Who?
San Diego State from 2013 to 2016. Exactly. Ron Dane, then Ricky, then Tony Dorsett.
Okay, you naming names.
Then Jonathan Taylor.
You naming names.
Those are good guys.
Yeah, those are good guys. Okay. But the leader, you never heard of.
He's a bum.
I just don't like the idea of you guys saying Restrepo's at a kiosk.
Okay, where you want him to be?
I don't like it.
He's on the practice squad.
You want him I'm surprised that Barry Sanders isn't there.
You know,
Barry Sanders had 20.
Zach Sealer was cut twice.
That's the one time.
Huh?
Zach Sealer was cut twice.
Also a big guy. That's different. When you're a wide receiver, it might help your position and it might help your qualifications if you ran faster than the 4.6. I'm just saying.
Take a break. Final hour coming up. Back after this.
104.3 FM, WQAM, Miami Sports Leader. WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Shop exceptional Cadillac offers now at the 3-time Cadillac Dealer of the Year, Edmore Sawgrass Cadillac. Visit EdmoreSawgrassCadillac.com. You're always backed by Morse.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.